Hello, I'm Nick Larkin. There are the top stories here on Al Jazeera. And the government of Tonga says people on several islands are being evacuated after most homes were destroyed in Saturday's eruption and tsunami. Two naval ships sent by New Zealand with relief supplies are expected to arrive on Friday. Wayne Hay is in Auckland and has the details.
They will be carrying the usual sort of aid supplies that are so desperately needed in situations like this, clean water, medical supplies, shelter, things like that. But crucially, pieces of equipment as well will be vital in this recovery effort going forward. One is a desalination plant on one of the ships that will enable them to continue manufacturing fresh water over the next few days and weeks. And the other piece of equipment that will be crucial is specialist surveying equipment, which will allow the New Zealand Navy to assess the damage beneath the water, particularly around the port area in the capital, Nuku'alofa. Now, that will be vital, of course, going forward to enable more ships to go in there and deliver aid to the Tongan people.
The White House has warned Russia could attack Ukraine at any moment. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Kiev in a show of support. The U.S. has also voiced concern about Russian forces deployed to Belarus for joint war games. More than 100,000 Russian soldiers amassed on the border with Ukraine. U.S. telecom giants AT&T and Verizon have agreed to partially delay activating their 5G networks near some airports. It comes after major airlines warned the rollout could cause catastrophic disruption to flights. The trial of Cambodian opposition leader Kem Sokha on charges of treason is resuming after a two-year delay. Kem Sokha is accused of conspiring with the U.S. to overthrow the government of Hun Sen. Edward Leung has become the first pro-democracy figure to be released from jail in Hong Kong since Beijing's crackdown in 2020. Leung is said to have popularised a rallying call, Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times. The UK Prime Minister has denied claims by a former adviser that he lied to Parliament about a party during the 2020 lockdown. Boris Johnson said he hadn't been warned the gathering could breach coronavirus rules. More than a dozen lockdown gatherings held by politicians and their staff are under investigation.